You know, with all these personal reflections of 9/11, the key point is, what can we take away to use in our lives today? So joining me to help answer that question is our resident expert, Dr. Rich O'Neill. Hey, Rich.
Hi, Linda. How are you? Good morning.
Good. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Yeah.
So what can we take away?
Well, let's just talk for a moment about what 9/11 really was. It was a tremendous, unexpected shock and a realization that we're vulnerable and totally unexpected, which makes it more difficult emotionally. So if we take that idea that how to deal with the unexpected, and first off, start with just remembering the tremendous range of emotional responses to that event, from fear to sadness, grief, anger, the impulse to retaliate, to get revenge. All of those, I want us to start off by realizing those are all normal responses to a tragic, traumatic event like that. Because the problems we have emotionally in our lives largely come from trying to block our feelings, from trying to say there's something wrong with that, get rid of that feeling. Instead, we want to say, oh, let me see, how is this an experience that I have, like other people have, that's just a natural reaction to this kind of event, and then talk with other people about the natural reactions instead of shaming ourselves or shaming other people for them. And remember, it often takes years to get over. A couple of years, if somebody dies in our family that we're very close to, it takes a few years to get over that, to have that experience sort of become part of us, part of our life, and more comfortable with it. So that's the first thing. And
so basically what you're saying is we need to normalize,
yes,
that if we've had those experiences, we need to be compassionate with ourselves, understand and accept,
yes,
those as normal,
yes,
and give us ourselves the time that we might need to integrate that.
Yes, exactly, Linda. And one of the things that is particularly difficult for us when, say, somebody dies unexpectedly in our family, oftentimes it's very difficult for us to know that we might be angry with that person for dying. Okay? We're great as a country with saying, oh, you can be sad, you can, you know, be in shock, but being angry at that person's death is sort of something we're not so good at accepting. So the first thing there is to normalize that instead of oftentimes, and this is where depression comes from, if we lose somebody and we can't accept how angry we are at them for dying, then we can often target ourselves and say, there's something wrong with me. I'm the problem. Rather than, oh, this is a natural human reaction. I'm angry at that person for dying. And if we can accept that and know that that's just the way we are, okay, instead of blaming ourselves, we won't end up depressed. Instead, we'll just have the natural, very painful experience of grief, which the difference between depression and grief has tremendous energy in it. It comes up in huge waves and then subsides, whereas depression is flat and energyless.
So it's interesting what I'm hearing you say then, mm-hmm, is that this type of traumatic event like 9/11,
yes,
has many lessons for us,
yes,
in terms of how we handle our emotions.
Yes.
And those can be carried into throughout our lives and useful today to understand that if we have that kind of grief or that kind of traumatic event, we need to accept our feelings, all of those feelings, even,
yes,
that irrational feeling of anger,
uh-huh,
and be able to integrate it, accept it, and then it will have its natural course, and,
yes,
it won't necessarily leave us beleaguered with some problem like ongoing depression.
Yes. The other key message that I want to pass along to folks is the idea of resilience. That if we think about 9/11 and what's happened since, we can see how tremendously resilient we are as a species. We are able to overcome almost anything. If you look at this, 4 or 5 billion of us, the things we've overcome. If we can take that idea, realize we're going to survive if we take our energy and we put it towards constructive solutions rather than destructive solutions, we're going to continue to thrive and focus on the fact that the most basic thing in our lives is the connection we feel to other people. I was down at 9/11 at the Grand Central Station a couple days after, saw all these pictures on the wall of people who were lost and missing. I just started to cry, and there were all sorts of other people there crying and feeling. That is our connection. That's what keeps us alive. That's the basis of our resilience. That's what keeps us going forward.
Thanks so much for coming in and sharing those thoughts with us. I think that was very inspiring for all of us to think about.
Thanks, Linda. Rich. Nice to be here.
Yep.